Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your evening edition of Daily Respite. Amen, a Sabbath evening just for you. I hope you actually are able to get it on Sabbath Eve, but if not, it's there waiting for you on the morning after. Sometimes might be just the time you really need it. Well, let's get down to business, right? It's our 56th episode on October 3rd, 2021. Because we've been with Holly Wharton's trees all week, I thought I'd end the week with just a gift, a poem. One of my, if not maybe my, all-time favorite poem. Introduced to this poet by Thomas Merton. So as I got to know more about the monk Thomas Merton, I found out about the poet, Chuang Tzu. You probably know him, right? Chuang Tzu was a Chinese philosopher and poet, obviously, around the time of the 4th century BC. So think about that a little bit. I think he died in, I just looked at this, 286 BC. Now, this whole period, not just in China, but indeed in the Chinese territories and places like Greece, Athens, this was a kind of a philosophical peak time, you know, when really deep thinkers started thinking about deep things. Can I get an amen? Well, Chuang Tzu was one of those. And that's why this poem is so special. I think you're going to like it, but it takes a while. What I'll do is I'll read it through once and then just pause for meditation, and I'll read it through again. And then, after you've kind of absorbed it listening, let it absorb a little bit before you look for it on Google, okay? Don't go immediately to it, and you may have heard it before. This poem is about harmony that God creates, I think, both for man and for nature. And for me, this poem is an application of how it could work in our everyday lives with our everyday things. All right, let's settle in and just let the story be told. It's The Woodcarver by Chuang Tzu. King, the master carver, made a bell stand of precious wood. When it was finished, all who saw it were astounded. They said it must be the work of spirits. The Prince of Lu said to the master carver, "What is your secret?" King replied, "I am only a workman. I have no secret. There is only this. When I began to think about the work you commanded, I guarded my spirit. I did not expend it on trifles that were not to the point. I fasted in order to set my heart at rest. After 3 days fasting, I had forgotten gain and success. After 5 days, I had forgotten praise or criticism. After 7 days, I had forgotten my body with all its limbs. By this time, all thought of your highness and of the court had faded away. All that might distract me from the work had vanished. I was collected in the single thought of the bell stand. Then I went to the forest to see the trees in their own natural state. When the right tree appeared before my eyes, the bell stand also appeared in it, clearly, beyond doubt. All I had to do was to put forth my hand and begin. If I had not met this particular tree, there would have been no bell stand at all. What happened? My own collected thought encountered the hidden potential in the wood. From this live encounter came the work which you ascribe to the spirits. The Woodcarver by Twang Tzu. King, the master carver, made a bell stand of precious wood. When it was finished, all who saw it were astounded. They said, "It must be the work of spirits." The Prince of Lu said to the master carver, "What is your secret?" King replied, "I am only a workman. I have no secret. There is only this. When I began to think about the work you commanded, I guarded my spirit, did not expend it on trifles that were not to the point. I fasted in order to set my heart at rest. After 3 days fasting, I had forgotten gain and success. After 5 days, I had forgotten praise or criticism. After 7 days, I had forgotten my body with all its limbs. By this time, all thought of your highness and of the court had faded away. All that might distract me from the work had vanished. I was collected in the single thought of the bell stand. Then I went to the forest to see the trees in their own natural state. When the right tree appeared before my eyes, the bell stand also appeared in it, clearly, beyond doubt. All I had to do was to put forth my hand and begin. If I had not met this particular tree, there would have been no bell stand at all. What happened? My own collected thought encountered the hidden potential in the wood. From this live encounter came the work which you ascribe to the spirits. Amen.